Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, let's do a Reflection Tuesday. How did the Eagles, who started this season 2-2, not looking good at all through the first four games, really through the first five games because they struggled against the Browns, how did this team turn it around?
This was a very talented team going into training camp. Training camp these days is a lot different than it used to be. There's very little hitting. There's very little physicality. And the sessions at the fields at NovaCare are crisp. They are well put together. They don't waste a minute of energy. But they are not really preparing a team for the real season. Because if you look at the regular season, they start the season right after two or this time three preseason games where the regulars play not at all. So those first four games in September are really an extension of the preseason. I think it takes a team that long to really get on its feet and really get into a rhythm. So you really have to put them aside, and once they had that bye and they came back, they were a different team.
That's completely understandable. What was the turning point? If you could look back earlier in the season, what do you think the turning point was?
The turning point was the bye, really, because they were able to sit down and figure out where they were, what they had to do, and then they all came together.
What's made this team special?
The fact that they are solid in every single area. That's a big, big thing. If you look at this roster, I think it's the best Eagles roster ever, ever. With respect to the Doug Peterson team in 2017, this is a more talented team from top to bottom. So I think that's one thing. Number two, Nick has talked about this all the time. These players are really a family. They have really come together, everybody boosting everybody else up. They're well-motivated. They're hardworking. This is a team that has its nose to the grindstone and thinks only about their next game.
You know, I remember you were saying a couple of seasons ago, I forget the exact wording, so I apologize about that, but I remember you were saying something similar a couple of years ago about how if the Eagles were to win Super Bowl 57, that it would be considered the best Eagles team ever. And it seems like you think this team is even better than that team.
It is. It is. This is the best Eagles team I've ever been around. And now I don't want to go back to the 40s and the 48 and 49 team, because that's ancient history. So we're, and even the 1960 team. So I'm talking about modern Eagles history from the Dick Vermeil teams on. But this is certainly the best team I've been around. Absolutely.
So The key, though, Merrill, is because while as good as 2022 was, they came up short in the Super Bowl. It was close. They lost by 3 points after giving up a 10-point halftime lead. How beatable, Merrill, is this Kansas City Chiefs team that in the regular season went 15-2 and they didn't really play their main guys in the last game? They've won, I think they're 12, I have to double check on the stat, but I believe they're 12 out of 12 this year in one score games, and they've won something like 17 one score games in a row. How beatable are the Chiefs?
Well, the Chiefs are a great team. There's no question about that. They have their stars, and Patrick Mahomes is in a class by himself. But Jalen Hurts finds no stage too big and actually outplayed Mahomes the last time they met in Super Bowl 57. So I think the Eagles are certainly as talented a team as the Chiefs, and I think they have a great chance.
It's 12 days away, Merrill. I honestly can't wait, but we're going to have to wait until the game in New Orleans on February 9th. But I always appreciate you getting up early and talking Eagles. Nick Sirianni today will have his, it's usually the Monday video conference, but in this case it'll be the Tuesday video conference. So we'll recap that tomorrow morning. That is the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.